Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you to begin our baseball conversation for this episode. And yes, some of us are not feeling too good as far as Survivor is concerned, Joe. Maybe some folks got a strike or got eliminated last week. And some folks took the Braves for this week. Aww. And they're already feeling bad about it because, they have the A's, but they dropped one. Despite Michael Soroka being such a fantastic story, coming back from such a lengthy injury that, you know, took a couple of years to get over, but finally went back to the bump and lost to the A's. And so there's certainly that aspect of things. Recap the week that was in Survivor, Joe.
Okay, now we're at the point where more than half of the pool is already out. 305 out, 273 still alive. It was week nine was pretty much a repeat of what we saw in week eight. You know, it was like a little over 100 strikes, a little over 50 people eliminated. And now there is one entry, Ed, that is perfect. We're down to one. So if you're still alive, like, this thing's there, it's there for you. Just go on a big run, and you'll be set. Now one more week, and we'll get to it. We have a double pick week coming up, so I'm sure there are going to be a lot of strikes. So I was a little confused. You didn't get knocked out. You may have gotten a strike, but not knocked out.
Yeah, I got a strike. I have two strikes now. And it was bad because, you know, I picked the Twins, and part of it was I miscounted who was going to go twice. So that made me mad that my process was wrong. To get out here on our show and share what my process is, no one corrects me. And then, you know, that happens. So.
Oh, it's our fault.
I blame everybody, including myself. But yes, it's a universal blame to go around. So there's that. But also, you know, it's part of the strategy that I talked to you about before, where on those double pick weeks, is it better to pick two bad teams that could conceivably win their weeks, but you're going to get one strike if either or both fail to win 50% of their games? Now with two strikes, I don't have that luxury anymore. So now I have to use up two great teams for a double pick week, or at least two teams that are great and can win their weeks. So I've lost part of my strategy because of what happened last week, getting that second strike. And also, too, the fact that more than 50% of the pool's been eliminated, to me, that actually opens up the door for taking some of those elite ball clubs because, if more than 50% is gone, then maybe it's a little bit sooner to, you know, just get through it all.
Yeah, I didn't think this many people would be knocked out this quickly. I mean, we're not even in June yet. More than half is out. These things usually take a little bit of while. So changing things up, we're having double pick weeks, more balance, not at the very end, where it's more balanced throughout the year. It's knocking some people out. And, oh, man, I mean, seriously, people, Seriously, Ed, I get it with the holiday, and I got my pick in late. A dozen did not get their pick in yesterday. A dozen. I got one email asking to do it, and, you know, I saw it late. But even if I didn't see it late, I can't do anything. I'm sorry. These are the rules. It's every week. You knew it was coming up. That's why we say get your picks in ahead of time. I have two entries. Both have two strikes now because the Kansas City Royals one did not work out for me. But two strikes on each one. Good job, Paul Aspen. He went all in on the Nats. Winning week or good week.
Natitude is back.
Let's go. Oh,
gosh.
There you go. Where'd they go? 500? So yeah, 3-3. That's good enough for you.
Yeah,
you
but need. They were in – but they were in by Saturday. But, man, yeah. Every game was a sweat. Every game was a sweat. But
how many you got,
Paul? I was glad to get there.
How many? You got
two left. Entries? One with two strikes, one with one strike. And the one strike was a double pick week. So, feeling a little frisky, I went with the – but I've got the two most popular picks this week. Miami. Okay. You got Sandy twice. And you got the A's. So – try and get away with them there. They're the most popular this week. And then the Braves, I'm also on, and I'm kind of at the point if it'll take out 100 people, maybe that's my two-strike entry. Maybe let's be real. I will sacrifice it because let's be realistic about it. The two-strike entry, in my mind, is not getting home. Like, I'm here to foul off pitches with that one while the other one kind of tries to make a deep run. So if that means taking out Atlanta – but next week is tough with the double picks. I think there's going to be a lot of blood because it's not necessarily a clear cut week. I've circled a couple teams,
it's not,
but yeah, it's kind of tough.
All right. So, there seems to be a consensus cause you're both on Atlanta. I did not go Atlanta, but I did go Miami. Like you mentioned, you laid it out. You're getting Sandy twice. Three of six games in the week are against Oakland. And by the way, one of the San Diego games, we get Blake Snell. So it was just that seemed there was obvious that to me.
Sandy's been bad, though, hasn't he?
I know.
He started bad. He's been better-ish. He hasn't been horrible. He started pretty bad.
I don't know. I looked at him.
But we get Oakland. Okay. But we get Oakland three times. That's really what it is. And I hate my other pick. Yes, I'm down 0-1. I did the White Sox. So stupid. So dumb. We'll see what happens.
So unsurprising.
I haven't picked them all year. I have no interest in the White Sox.
Talk about like you pick them every week.
We don't talk about them enough, according to Ed.
I'm sorry. Hey, by the way, are we allowed to talk about him this week because they're playing Ohtani? Oh, wait, they're not. He's not pitching at least. But they're playing the Angels, so maybe we're allowed to talk about them. Yeah, I went with the White Sox.
Angels won last year, by the way.
Yes, I know. I'm well aware. Three. Liam Hendricks made his return. So that was a good moment for him. Three against the Angels, three against the Tigers. They do not face Ohtani in three games and facing Tigers for the other three. I went White Sox. Not very popular, only 5% on them.
Have you looked ahead, either you guys, to – well, go ahead, but I was also going to ask you
– I have not.
Looked ahead the next week.
No, I think we're on the same wavelength here, Paul, as far as one of the reasons why I picked the Braves is I want to – I completely agree there will be a lot of bloodshed for the double pick next week. And so one thing that I looked at was say, all right, I feel like I'm going to have to pick a lot of really good teams with two strikes just so I can keep surviving, make sure I can finish in the money. And that's still possible. I didn't really pick any of the great teams as of yet. I had taken Miami, so I didn't take them this week, although they would have been an obvious place to go. But I did look ahead to next week to figure out, okay, would I take the Braves? And then do I need to backtrack a little bit? And as it turns out, not really. Mets and Nationals for the double pick week, there's an argument to be made that the Mets, are kind of getting back into form, and the Nationals, they're a frisky team. And so you could make a good case to go in a different direction. But as I look to my double pick, if I can get there, the Dodgers get the Reds and the Phils, the Orioles get the Brewers and the Royals. If it's always play Oakland A's opponents, you have the Pirates and the Brewers. So there may be some avenues there as Pittsburgh gets the Mets and the A's, and then Milwaukee gets Orioles, Rays, Reds, A's. They had seven games, but there are a lot of ways to play the double week that don't involve Atlanta, so I felt comfortable going that route for this week.
It's a tough week. I wish I had Arizona available. They have the Nationals and Tigers. Mm-hmm. That's the only one that really jumps out as an obvious selection. So if I don't know how many people have them left, I can check, but I'd imagine not a ton.
It's not many.
It seems like they've been popular. 71. Yeah. 71 people. It's not a ton. It's not even a quarter. So. Oh, that's going to be brutal. You guys are right. That's going to get rid of a lot of people.
Yeah.
There's another option. Padres. Yeah. If we're still hanging on to the fact that the Rockies might be one of the worst teams in the league, and they got the Cubs for one as well. We'll want to see the exact pitching matchups, but.
Mariners for two.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, right. That's less than ideal.
Yeah. Right. No, it certainly is. Still mad the Twins got me a strike last week. I mean, they walked in two runs against the Giants, and that was one of the deciders.
Which pitcher did you think you had twice? Was it Sonny Gray? Who did you think you had twice?
Yeah. Yeah, it turned out to be Bailey Ober. And I mean, he's not bad. He's certainly fine, but I don't know if I would tailor my picks because of him. So that's what happened there. Yeah.
As far as this week, I wasn't really close on anybody else. It was Miami, White Sox, or Braves. That's it. Mm-hmm. And we talked about all three. We picked all three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, were you guys close on anybody else?
I thought about Milwaukee for this week, and ultimately I landed on, the Blue Jays and the Reds. So, yeah, Blue Jays are kind of tricky, but the Reds, you know, you feel comfortable about that. But with me being in two-strike world, I felt like, okay, I just need to make sure that I can keep going. At some point, if there's an obvious go for a mediocre ball club, then go ahead and do it. But at this point, I'm just trying to survive.
Well, right. And because I'm also in two-strike world, I was thinking about the Dodgers. I'm like, I haven't used the Dodgers yet, and they're 17-7 at home. But the part that scared me off a little bit is Garrett Cole's going to pitch on that Saturday, which could be the final nail right there. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Not good at all. And then I think the Dodgers, I mean, you know, we've talked about it before in terms of having that occasional starting pitcher who is either due for massive regression or may not be part of the starting five once we get deeper into the season, a la Noah Syndergaard, or, you know, someone who's due for regression like a Tony Gonsolin. If the pitching sets up a certain way, then the Dodgers are not as appealing as you might think. Mm-hmm. And that's also something that you have to be mindful of.
Yeah.
So
going to be fun. It's going to be fun coming up.
Yeah,
you know, the one team that keeps popping up that I just don't know what to do with, sure, whether it's positive, negative, fading, backing. It's San Diego still for me. I just don't want anything to do with them. And, it, you know, here I am taking Miami facing San Diego for half the week.
Well, yeah, part of it go ahead, Paul.
I've got them penciled in for next week, as I mentioned, but we'll kind of see how they – I mean, I'll be honest, it'll kind of – if they go into a funk again this week, then I'll definitely reconsider. I think it is also interesting – so we had two double pick weeks in the first 11 weeks, and then we basically have 3, 6, and then it's another 9 weeks until the next double pick week.
Well, now, remember there's –
the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that was what I was going to say, though, about the Padres, is Padres and Phillies have a four-game series after the All-Star break, everyone else is a three-game series. So to me, for that week, either you take the team playing the A's in a three-game set or take one of those teams in a four-game series, and then you're probably in better shape. And I believe that would be the Padres and the Phillies. I haven't picked either of them, so that way I can – you know, leave myself open for one of those two. But by that time as well, we'll have either ball club made some sort of significant acquisition. And then that's also something to bear in mind. And it's also why I'm mad I got that second strike, because some of these pretty good to great ball clubs may make another move at the trade deadline to become even better and more obvious for the rest of the season.
I say Minnesota honestly, for that week. Minnesota at Oakland for three.
At Oakland, you could do the Padres and the like. Perfect world, you got two entries left for that week. You take the Padres and the Phillies, hoping for a split, or if not, you're guaranteed.
Oh man, I love that strategy.
But you got to have both of them. Yeah, but you got to have both of them by that point, and that's easier said than done, especially if one of your entries has two strikes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Half a season away, and you know, with how many people have been dropping left and right, like none of us are safe. None of us are safe at all. As far as the card for today, you know, real quick, Aaron, you mentioned Alcantara not pitching as well as he did last season. Going up against the Padres and Ryan Weathers, do you have an inclination anywhere in this game?
Well, I just think he hasn't been as good as he was last season. He doesn't look like the same guy. 2-5 with a 4.86 ERA. He's given up 15 earned runs and 33 innings pitched. So I was looking at the over because Weathers, his xFIP, is 5.28. So it was 7.5. Now you can get 8 at minus 114. So I'm looking at the over in that game.
I like that one, too. I think that makes a lot of sense. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, MLB Dream will join us for all of his baseball insights as we get ready to turn the calendar to June, right here on the BetQL Network.